Episode 2989, There Is More to Life Than.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous end to your week. Yes, it's Friday. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And let me tell you, boy, am I needing a weekend. It has been a long week, but that story will come later. Because there's more to life than you fill in the blank. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Question. Are you spending more time worrying about getting everything right? A family is not formed because of perfection, but by the choices made in the journey. There is more to life than getting it right. You know, that question is very interesting. You know, what are you doing? The worry, where are you spending your time with? Because there is more to life than. What would you say if that was the beginning of your statement? Because how do you operate within your family structure? Are you one who sets the tone and makes the decisions? Or are you one who is quiet and reserve? There are so many combinations to being a family and what role you play in the family. But what is usually overlooked is long-term benefits from decisions made. A lot of what we do requires the focus to be on responsibilities, habits, and careers. Yet, how do you see something that means more in the long run, but the short term might be a little stress on you? You know, we don't really want that stress, but we add it to it. We sit there and focus only on what we see, not what we can expect later, the return on our investment, right? When you go and you make a deposit into an account, and it's not just the bank account, it's, wait, I'm going to put this into stocks. And you're going to buy a certain amount. Well, you don't take it out the next day expecting it to be $1 million. Okay, maybe in a few circumstances, you might hit that jackpot. But in real life, probably not. But you put that in, right? You're looking at it for long term, your return on investment. You see, when we see our families, though, when we look at our spouses, when we look at our children, we're not looking at long term. It's like, well, what about me right now? What can we do in this moment here? I've got three young children. What am I supposed to do with them? Yet it's an important portion of what we do short term, but long term has a greater lasting effect. We talk about legacy. Your living legacy is right now. When all is said and done, much later in life, you're leaving what? A legacy. So it's really important for us to really see where we stand within the family. What role do we play? Where do we really need to do? Because there's more to life than trying to be the perfect parent, have the perfect family, and raise the perfect kids. But I know you've been there because you want to be that kind of mom. You want to be that kind of dad who wants to be known that, wow, man, they got it all together. What a beautiful family. And their kids listen, and they're smart, and they're active, and they go for all the gusto. But is that really, really what you would wish long term, your return on investment? So pick another way. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Pick another way. But unfortunately, lots of us parents, well, we put the pressure on ourselves. We think we have to do it all the time. But that's not the truth. Everything you do is a choice. And that includes how you parent, the role you play, what you do when you do it. You know, my family has a ton of things happening right now. Oh my goodness. If you could see the list, you would run the other direction too. I wish I could. Each child is involved heavily in their schooling or the start of their career. Some are building a family, and I'm trying to hold it all together. And yeah, dad plays a big part in there too, But he's got a lot going on. I mean, it's just like major event after major event every week. It's a party every day. Well, I received a phone call from my brother who asked if I had thought about ever visiting my mom and my sister. Well, long story short, I could think about more reasons of why not to go visit them. Now, you have to understand this. They're not just like a few hours away. They're over 4,200 miles away. And I was like, man, I don't know. And in that moment, though, I intentionally made my thoughts go toward what it would look like if I did go. Not if I didn't go. I didn't get caught in that, oh, you got to be that mom. You got to be there and keep it all together. Your house is falling apart? Not really. But we do have some construction happening right now. All from water that still hasn't been resolved. But we'll leave that for another episode. We've got the kids coming and going and doing so many things. And then we got the adorable grandson. He always needs his grandma. How can I go that far away? I mean, seriously. Well, guess what? A few weeks later, I found myself on a plane flying miles away from my home across the ocean to see my mom, sister, and niece. Today, we sit together as a family around the table, enjoying each other's company, reminiscing about our growing up days and listening to memories and stories that created who we were as a family. You see, Hawaii was where it all started. If it wasn't for Hawaii on this particular Sunday, my family would not be here. You can't do everything right or do everything all the time. Sometimes you need to breathe and look long term. My memories I'm creating today is more important than me being 4,200 miles away at my home being a mom. There's more to life than what you see. So what is it for you? What are you running from? Maybe you're really not looking at your dream the way you need to be looking at it because you're a mom or you're a dad. Maybe you're one who says, gosh, we just can't have our dream home. We can't go build what we want. We can't go and do missionary work. Whatever it is for you, are you using the excuse of being a mom, being a parent, to not do something? Now, I get it. There's a season for everything. But a lot of times, what we focus on is not what is really important. We get trapped up in everything. Yes, moms, we gotta be there. I get it. Tell me about it. 5 kids. I am one who is always there all the time. But sometimes we have to make a decision for ourselves individually that will have a greater impact on the family. What is that for you? Do you need to look at kind of like my situation? Maybe you need to book a trip, whether you're driving, flying, taking a boat, going by rowboat, whatever it is, walking even, and you just need to go and visit your family. Because you know what? Life is too short. And sometimes what we have today won't be there tomorrow. So what matters today is that you create your now. Do what's right for you and your family. There is more to life than what you see. My prayer for you is may your family be more than a task or an item on your to-do list. Life is about curating relationships. Remember, family is forever. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Aloha.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.